Today we begin the season of Lent. The word Lent is part of the history of the English language. It's from an old word that meant long. Lent referred to the time when the days get longer as spring approaches. For the church, this is a time of faith, opening our lives to the light of Christ in our life. The Christian life is a commitment. It is a life lived by the covenant promises that we make in baptism and confirmation. So the light of Christ does not grow in our lives if we are not committed to a life of discipleship. In the Sermon on the Mount today, Jesus speaks to his disciples who had grown up in the Jewish synagogues. And Jesus challenges them. He says their spiritual life has been reduced to just following the rules. They had become more concerned with looking like they were following the rules of the temple than actually living the covenant. They were more concerned about others thinking that they were spiritual than actually living a spiritual life in relation to God. And there are still people around today in the church who are like this. They're concerned to follow all the rules, and they may even feel superior to other people because they think that they're doing everything right. So for people like this, Lent is a time to move beyond themselves, to move beyond doing the minimum needed just to meet the requirements, and to recover the authentic life of discipleship as generous service to others, without expecting anything in return. As Paul later says, "Owe nothing to anyone except to love one another, for the one who loves has fulfilled the law." But we have another kind of challenge in the 21st century. In our time, people don't live in a religious culture anymore, like Jesus' disciples did. In our time, people often keep their spiritual life in a separate compartment. Many people do not even want other people to know that they are religious. They like to keep their spiritual life private. Some people come to church and get ashes, and then they run out and wash them off because they don't want people at work to see that they've been to church. Maybe they make it to church a couple times a month to get a little spiritual assurance, but then they put the church in its compartment, and they go out and they live basically just like everybody else. They watch TV, they follow sports, they go shopping, and no one would really know that they're a Christian. So for people of our time, Lent is an opportunity to recover authentic discipleship as a way of life. And there are three things that occupy most people's minds day in and day out. Food, money, and sex. So Lent asks us to place our focus instead on prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. And what do these mean really in the 21st century? Fasting means that the source of true health is a steady diet of the Word of God, through contact with the Bible, through participation in worship. Almsgiving means that the source of true satisfaction in life is self-giving to others to improve their lives. Prayer means that the source of true intimacy is a personal relationship with God through Jesus Christ that is the basis for all of our other relationships. We're used to hearing that we should give something up for Lent. We should try to eliminate sin from our lives by removing something from our life that we think is sinful. But the Bible never speaks that way. The Bible talks about personal transformation. Paul says to the Corinthians, "Working together, I appeal to you not to receive the grace of God in vain." So he says, don't waste the grace of God that is in you. Ashes are a sign of regret. We say today, Lord, I regret the way I have not really let the power of your grace transform my life. You are a person created in the image of God. You are a baptized Christian. You receive the presence and power of Jesus in the Eucharist. So don't receive all this in vain. Become the person that God wants you to be. Don't put your spiritual life in a side compartment in your life. Open yourself to be transformed into a witness to the power of Christ that is evident to everyone who meets you. So in this season of Lent, don't just give up something small like chocolate. Let God's grace inspire you to do something big. Make more time for prayer in your life. Make more time for reading and hearing the Word of God. Make more time for others. And then the light of Christ will grow in you and shine through you for all to see.